Sports journalism is often cheap, sensational, and obsequious. And I don't just mean mine. Since the time of the Roman gladiators in the first century BCE, which, of course, means before Carmen Electra, the Onion has stood apart in its coverage of sports, lampooning the overpraised, encouraging the underdog, and lowering cholesterol with diet and exercise. They have a new collection out, The Ecstasy of Defeat, sports reporting at its finest by the editors of The Onion. And we're joined by John Krusen, sports editor, and Seth Reese, who is head writer at The Onion. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
And we want to note this book is printed on 6 grams of soluble fiber, which is good for all of us, isn't it?
Nature's broom.
Let's get to some of the highlights in this collection. You broke the story a couple of years ago that Roger Clemens' family had offered him $10 million to stay home.
Well, it was a lucrative contract for him to stay home 3 years with his kids and wife, with an option for a fourth year to spend a little more time with cousins, relatives, and just, I guess, being a normal father.
Rather than taking more steroids and playing into his 50s or 60s.
Exactly. Right. It was a good deal for him, even though it was from a small market family where he'd get less exposure than from, say, a team.
Ultimately, he did turn down the opportunity to be a good father and husband.
Now, what the story The Onion broke, which I found just fascinating, what happens to great race cars like the Chevy Impala that was driven by Jimmy Johnson?
His number 48?
Yeah, when they just get to the end of the line.
That particular one was put out to stud. And, you know, it has 4,800 acres of tarmac in North Carolina to just roam around on. And then they expose it to other race cars and, let nature take its course.
National Hockey League might get more exposure if the NBA doesn't play this year. How is the NHL preparing for the upcoming season?
Well, what they do, Scott, is they take all the water they can and they freeze it and they perfectly carve it into the shape of ice hockey rinks, load them into trucks, and then drive them to all the hockey arenas. Sometimes you don't quite know if you can get all the ice through the front door. They have to chop up the ice when they get to the arena into little cubes to get it through the door and then onto the facade.
Sports is really in the details, in every little detail. I mean, just pick up Sports Illustrated and you can see that. They cover stuff that's unbelievably painstaking that you would never think you'd want to read about.
Oh, gin rummy tournaments, right? That sort of thing.
See? You wouldn't think you'd want to read about that.
But you do.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, right? One of the great initial franchises of the National Football League.
Right.
And for years, they had a nickname, the Steel Curtain Defense.
Brutal defense.
I mean, look, that's not the Pittsburgh we know today, is it?
You know, if you're going up and down the Allegheny River, you don't see the steel mills, you don't see the steam coming out anymore. It's more technology firms.
Medical billing.
I mean, they're at the forefront of the healthcare industry, so the Steelers' defense had to rename their defense the mid-level white-collar curtain to more accurately reflect contemporary Pittsburgh.
They wanted to just call it the medical billing curtain because that's guaranteed to freeze your blood. But, as menacing as that was, they had to include the whole city of Pittsburgh. That's the great thing about that community.
And it is still on the table to change the name of the team entirely. Some of the names, the Pittsburgh Biomedical Technicians and the Pittsburgh 8th Most Fortune 500 Company Corporate Headquarters Hosters.
Wow. There's always something else you can learn.
We're a treasure trove of information at The Onion. We're just bringing it out.
We're the back of life's baseball card.
We want to raise this matter carefully on, but after all, weekend family drive time show.
Right.
But I think sports fans all over the world really were just astonished when golf's greatest player, Tiger Woods, had a car crash a couple years ago, then marital discord. And sports fans kept asking, when will this most dominant scorer of all time return to championship play?
He didn't want to speak to any other publication.
He did, yeah, and we broke that story, and we do understand it's a family show. Mm-hmm. He was really great. I mean, he's great at it. One of the best in the world. And to see him get back out there is great. It was great to see.
I, of course, don't really follow golf, so I didn't actually watch, but I did read the recaps, and his numbers just were he hadn't lost a stroke.
I mean, listen to this quote from a fan here. "I'm so glad Tiger is coming back," said 27-year-old Florida resident and cocktail waitress Brandy Hughes. He's the best. Exactly.
It means a lot to fans, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That Tiger's back in the hunt. Finally, I think an article only The Onion could do What can you tell us about the only soccer fan in the United States?
He's insufferable.
Brad Janovich is his name. Yeah. And it's a weird thing about
this is the guy I must get emails from all the time telling me we're not paying enough attention.
He seems to, yeah, Brad seems to want us to really love soccer. And when we don't, he gets all shirty about it. Oh, when the World Cup rolls around, it's hard to be around Brad.
Yeah, I mean, he puts up these weird flags and weird, like, sweater blanket-type things.
Is that a scarf he's got?
Some sort of scarf.
I thought it was a Doctor Who thing, and as far as I'm concerned, it may as well be.
I know this is a bit of editorializing, and that's not good in our field, but I think Brad's the worst.
Brad is terrible.
Yeah.
He's a bad person.
Yeah, the worst is kind of a qualitative judgment, but I think just saying terrible.
Well, I think as long as Brad is that bad, though, there's not going to be a second soccer fan in the United States, you know, at least in our lifetimes.
Gentlemen, thank you both very much for this collection and the really the very fierce and principled coverage of sports that the Onion provides to all of us who love the game, whatever it is.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, sir.
And all of your courage. Wait, who said that? Courage. John Crewson, who's sports editor of The Onion, and Seth Rees, head writer of The Onion. Their new book, out October 11th, but no need to rush. There'll be plenty of copies. Onion Sports, The Ecstasy of Defeat. Oh, with a foreword, by the way, by Anabolic Steroids.